Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Ooh, you okay?
Yes.
What happened?
Right of all the things, right then.
Right when the mics go on. I was like, oh, my.
If it was singing in falsetto, it's kind of tough in your voice sometimes.
Since you've been gone.
Is that what it was?
I think so, yeah. You know, throat gets a little tickly.
Yeah, I was singing a little bit. You're right.
Yeah. Well, it's Monday. I'm not surprised you're singing after the amazing duet that we did on Friday. You know, we should. I
can
forgot
we hear
about
that?
It.
Can we hear
I tried to
that?
Forget that as yes. quickly as possible so that I could.
A lot of people heard that. A lot of reaction to that over the weekend.
Is that right?
Yep. A lot of my friends heard it.
Yeah, me too.
Yep. A lot of texts about it. People loved it.
I didn't
they loved it,
that.
Did they?
They did.
I guess I'll grab that now.
It's okay.
No, I want
to
hear it.
We're going to need to refresh our memories.
Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, I feel like.
Some people missed it.
Yeah, since you brought it up.
Yeah,
I feel
yeah.
like it would be
should
all right.
Should I grab the version with
since
the music? I should grab the version
up,
with the music.
I didn't bring it up.
Sarah.
What?
Well,
what
because
version?
You were singing, I, you know,
the
I'm not surprised.
Version.
You know, how good
air,
it feels so good to sing. And
chokey.
Yeah.
Singing.
I got a little choked up when you did it, too. I was like, oh, he's singing. It's so great.
Were you like singing it all weekend, Vinny?
No.
Don't go breaking my heart.
Forget
it. Don't go breaking my heart.
In fact, I couldn't have told you what song I was singing if you'd asked me on Saturday. I wouldn't have been able to nail it.
Like, oh, really?
I completely washed it from my skull.
Huh. Well, we'll have to do it again then so that you can remember. I was thinking we got to find songs that would be good duets, you know?
Yeah.
What? Are you listening to it and laughing? Oh, this,
this is
terrible.
Really, yeah, it's really overmodulated. I need to talk to the lager people about this.
You mean Soleil?
No, it's an engineering
no.
thing. It's
Brian.
A, yeah, it's
oh,
in the rack
you know
room.
What? You can kind of hear him underneath me, yeah. but I couldn't hear him when I was singing.
Oh, really? I could
well,
totally hear the backing.
You could? Oh, it sounds awful.
Yeah, it does.
I love it.
So I want to talk about Barbecue Becky.
Is this the Oakland story?
This is.
I love this story.
This is over at Lake Merritt, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I love the end result that happened this weekend of the story.
Well, there's a few things that have kind of come up because every story that I read to this point did not know who this person was, but she has been revealed.
Mm.
She's a PhD from Stanford.
Get out.
Yes. Stanford immediately wrote, we don't know her. But they specifically Saturday Night Live managed to poke at her. It's become a meme thing. So here's what happened.
Tell the story, yeah.
There are some people barbecuing on the shores of Lake Merritt, and it's apparently not allowed in this particular spot. So, but it's done all the time. It maybe it's not technically allowed there, but these people are barbecuing, and they happen to be black people, which also is a hashtag now, barbecuing while black, cooking out while black. So this lady walks over and she says, you know, you're not allowed to be barbecuing here. And someone starts taking video. Like, I think one of the friends of the black guy who's sitting there barbecuing. And he's like, you know, I'm in the middle of barbecuing. What do you want me to pick up my hot grill? And like, mm-hmm. like, lady, no. So she calls 911. And when the cops do finally get there, she starts crying. Like, there's memes. There's so many funny memes of her because they'll take her out of these photos.
Have you seen the video? Because I haven't.
I have not watched the video all the way through. I saw just a small clip of it, which is where there's a woman panning the camera. And you can see the lady on the phone to 911. I did not see the part where she's crying, but apparently she does it. And that's in a lot of the memes. There'll be like a picture of a happy black family. And then they've got this lady crying in the foreground, or Martin Luther King speaking, you know, in front of the Washington Monument in the reflecting pool, and there she is on the phone calling 911. There's a bunch of black people gathered.
Oh, that's her right there in the glasses.
Yeah, see her right there, and there she is. She's dialing and find ones where she's crying because they're so goddamn funny.
That's the original one.
That's the
right
actual
here.
Shot from the barbecue.
Oh, it is.
Lake Merritt in the background. Barbecue
so,
folks.
And she allegedly, this is not caught on video, and this woman, one of their friends was videotaping
they really
the whole
thing. Gone out of their way to get her and everything, haven't they?
They really have. And then, I guess that the woman was afraid that the cops, the woman who was videotaping uh-huh. is a black woman, and her friend showed up, and apparently, allegedly, at that point, it's not caught on video, this woman made an N-word slur, or great, another N-word just showed up. Although that's not, that's what the friend alleges, but is not caught on video. It just gets worse and worse even the more you hear about it. I mean, lady, mind your own effing business. So what? They're not. You go away. Just keep walking. And she apparently at one point she was like, I own this park.
Well, does she live nearby?
I mean, I guess she must. I don't know what her deal is.
I don't know what the deal is either. But the part of the story that I love is the turnout from this weekend. Did you see that video?
Are you talking about, oh, at the actual Lake Merritt?
Yes.
Yes, there's a big, there's a, that's, F you, we're barbecuing anywhere the hell we want.
It's the
a
barbecue
big gathering.
This weekend at Lake Merritt to show this lady up was unbelievable.
Was
the video is panning and the crowd that turned, the party mm-hmm. that turns out to right.
To middle finger her.
Right, is just. I love it. I love
yeah,
to see it. And it's and
here's a shot of it.
I don't know how it. I saw a video that pans because yeah. you know how sometimes people can make something look big and
yeah.
it's not. This video pans. It was big.
Wow.
A lot of people mm-hmm. turned out to party and hang, and it actually looks like they're all having fun.
Brother B, at Blake Don't Crack, wrote, "How Black Oakland responds to a white lady calling the cops on black folks barbecuing." And it's his video that's posted up there.
It's great.
There is a few of them. So she's a big meme now. It turns out her name is Jennifer Schulte. She is a Stanford University educated environmental scientist. She has not responded to people's questions to her. She has a PhD. I don't see her full title here. Of course, Stanford Singh. We don't know who that is. We don't want anything to do with this.
Well, she doesn't teach there. She's a graduate.
No, she's
there.
Just a graduate. And I know initially I had heard that she was an actual professor. I don't see her full title. Look at this picture. Look at some of these memes.
Well, now she's an expert on how to go viral because she's
so
everywhere.
So funny. Like, look at the one where she's crying and kind of moving away from it's just, come on, lady. Anyway,
look at that resting bee face, too, in the first phone call.
I know. She is a doctor of philosophy, PhD, focused in chemical engineering. From philosophy, chemical engineering. Okay. Anyway, on Saturday Night Live, they had Adi Bryant appear a couple times. I guess during the weekend update, they did a story about Barbecue Becky, which is a much better name than her actual name. And she showed up on that. And then on the closing credits, as they were running all the, you know, produced by, starring, you know, yeah. whatever, there she is just standing as they're all waving. And she's on the phone.
Check this out right here. It's on the screen.
Okay. Do you have the audio?
That's it.
She just pops in.
They don't have the frown. The frown is really profound
yeah,
in that photo.
Total RBF for sure. I love the one where she's crying. Oh, no. Anyway, so there you go. The mystery has been solved.
Well, way to respond. I like that people turned out and just had a good time and did so in her face. That's
yep.
And hope I haven't heard that anything ugly went down, just that people had a good time and partied.
Right.
And that's great.
Let's see. Tina Fey hosted SNL over the weekend and she brought back Sarah Palin. She had on a leather jacket with an American flag pin. Enthusiastically introduced herself as the ghost of Palin. No, I'm just kidding. I'm still alive. But you had to think about it, didn't you? She said that she was the first female on a Republican presidential ticket. Now she gets paid to tweet for Bass Pro Shops.
Oh, that's fun.
1 minute you're on top and then you're gone in the blink of a Scaramucci. And she, you know, they went on. She was joined by... All the SNL characters portraying people in Trump's sphere. Adi Bryant, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Kate McKinnon's Kellyanne Conway, Cecily Strong, Stormy Daniels, Leslie Jones, Omarosa. And they all sang a song together set to a chorus line, you know, What I Did for Love, regarding all their plans for the future. So lots of celebrity guests were a part of this. And this was the season finale. There you go. I plan to sit down and watch that today. And while we're just sort of vaguely, peripherally on the Trump tip, this is interesting. Bill Gates, he was on, I think it's last Thursday night's MSNBC. Chris Hayes shared a clip that his team dug up of Microsoft founder Bill Gates telling his foundation staff that President Trump doesn't know if HPV and HIV are the same thing or not. Gates said Trump asked him about the difference between the two viruses on two separate occasions in December of 2016 and March of 2017. Bill Gates said both times he wanted to know if there was a difference between HPV and HIV. So I was able to explain that those are rarely confused with each other. Gates also said that on both occasions, Trump asked Gates whether vaccines are bad. Gates said in both those two meetings, he asked me if vaccines weren't a bad thing because he was considering a commission to look into the ill effect of vaccines. And I said, no, that's a dead end. That would be a bad thing. Don't do that. Trump was, however, very knowledgeable on at least one subject, the appearance of Gates's daughter, Jennifer Gates. He said, when I first talked to him, it was actually kind of scary how much he knew about my daughter's appearance. So that was on.
Do you know what his daughter looks like?
I didn't even know he had a daughter.
She's pretty. She looks very
normal girl. What is she, 22?
It's weird when someone
curves
out on your daughter.
Richer than rich.
Sure. Yeah.
She's a ginger.
She's an actual billionaire.
Yeah.
You like redheads, you know.
I'm into redheads.
Are you looking at a picture of her?
No.
Have you seen one?
Pull it up, Brian.
Pull a picture of Jennifer Gates up.
I can't see that. Is the person in all silver there?
She looks a little bit more like her dad than her mom, but...
She's a little girl.
Yeah, she's very young in that picture.
Yeah, oh, she's a little
boy.
Girl.
Yeah, I think that's an older picture, Vin. That looks like a 12-year-old Jennifer Gates. I don't want Trump talking about her. That's upsetting
Yikes.
Me.
Oh, there she is. Okay, yeah, she's really cute.
She's 28.
J.J. Watt of the Houston Texans.
Oh, there's a Jennifer Gates curler. Sorry. Wrong one. All right, back over to you.
Okay. J.J. Watt of the Houston Texans has stepped up to, as you know, he raised something like $37 million for the victims of Hurricane Harvey last year. And he is doing another good deed. On Friday, you, I'm sure, are well aware that at Santa Fe High School in Texas, 10 people were killed. And later that day, he told them that he's going to pay for the funerals for all the victims. He hasn't commented publicly on his reported offer. After the shooting, he tweeted, absolutely horrific. The school is about 30 miles from downtown Houston. And congratulations to Deadpool 2.
How'd it do?
Less than they thought. They were projecting $150 million, $125 million.
Oh, it did is that all?
Yeah, it only made $125. Although, so they're saying it had the biggest foreign debut ever for an R-rated title, but the domestic record is still held by the first Deadpool movie. That made $132 million back in February of 2016. Infinity War was a distant second this week with $28.7 million, but it still made $600 million in 4 weeks. So don't worry, Infinity War Avengers is doing just fine. So Deadpool debuted in first place with 125. Debuting in third place was Book Club. That's the Jane Fonda. I think her book club, they all read 50 Shades of Grey and lights up their romantic lives again. That made $12 million for third place. The only other new one was Show Dogs, which was, I think that's a comedy.
It's a cartoon.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you say Snow Dogs?
So.
Show Dogs.
Oh,
not to be confused with Snow Dogs, Vinny, your favorite
check
movie.
That.
I think it is. I saw commercials. Looks cute.
$6 million that made for sixth
it's
place.
A cartoon.
So that's what's happening at the movies. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Well, I've got a fake kidnapping and a barber that does not want to hear your complaints about his hairdo.
Oh, goodness.
Right.
He's got a bad hairdo?
No.
You're going to get a bad hairdo.
Right.
Okay.
After these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. The Pacific Sales Memorial Day sales event is on. Up to 40% off appliance and kitchen and bath fixture top deals. Open Sunday, May 27th. Visit PacificSales.com/sale for the deals.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by FH Daily and Novato Chevrolet. Get the car you want for the price you want. Here's what's happening. Your stock app is probably green today.
Oh.
Things are looking good
out
there.
That.
Check that out, everybody.
Is that just one of the regular apps you can't get rid of?
There was some good news about China and the trade embargoes and all that stuff. And next thing you know, everyone's seeing positive results.
Fantastic.
Great news. All right. Also, the Warriors won over the weekend. Somebody got married, and and my house got over-accessorized.
Oh, what happened at your house?
My house got over-accessorized.
Tell me about it.
Well,
I'm going to need to know.
You know, I've dated a couple ladies in my day.
Yeah.
And I've always marveled at how girls will buy accessories, and sometimes it's just a couple handfuls of things, you know, whether it be in, you know, 10 weird little necklaces that are part of the rotation, or 20 different poopy earrings, and sometimes they're on like a hanging
little
chingadera thing,
tree, like, right,
yeah, whatever. Sure. And then other times there can be like 1,000, like some people are in to their accessories. Oh. Do you have an accessory tree?
I have what's called a little black dress. So it looks like a black
dress. It's the shape of a little black dress.
Yeah, and so there's pockets and little hooks and all kinds of
stuff.
And
it hangs on the back of your door.
Yeah, so I put my bracelets, necklaces, earrings, rings in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the point is, I've looked at those things, and by themselves, each one of those items, they look like garbage. They're like a $5 earring or a $2 ring or whatever. But I guess in certain outfits, it works. The same thing happened in my house, and I thought of Johnny V.
Oh, no. She bought jewelry for the house?
Just a bunch of little knicky-knack things that I was like, she goes, what do you think of that? And I'm looking at it going, in a million years, I wouldn't have stopped at that thing. But whatever.
What is it?
It's like a spinny thing on the middle of the table.
Like a top?
Huh?
Like a top? A spinny thing?
Like a Lazy Susan type
like
thing?
Like a Lazy Susan type thing with some weird routed out shapes inside it and a couple of handle. I just went.
Does it have a place? Is it for the coffee table? So you put like your remotes
goes on,
in it?
Or? I don't know. I don't. I'm just saying that.
I need to see a picture of that. I think Instagram needs a picture of that.
She went to. I go, where did you go? So I know in the future, like. It was like Home Goods.
Yeah,
and
I love Home Goods.
Oh, you love it.
Yeah.
It's a great store.
It's really fun
so
to walk
small,
around.
Those aisles.
Ugh. Oh, that's the
pretty,
place you had
pretty
your,
crowded.
Your
yeah.
Yeah.
She was attacked by the shoppers who were really
my
just
attack.
Also trying to shop.
That's where I had
she
my
got
attack.
Some mirror paintings.
Ooh.
Oh, neat.
You know, like it's a mirror.
But there's a
but
painting
it's a
on it.
No, it's just a frame with a mirror.
Yeah. That's just called a mirror.
Okay,
not a mirror
well,
painting.
Whatever.
It's just a nicely framed mirror.
Right.
Yeah. I got a bunch of artwork at Home Goods.
You
that's
do it too.
Well, you got to have something on that wall. That's a big blank wall. We need something on
that's
there.
What mirror, happened
mirror,
in my house.
A mirror is always a great choice.
Yeah.
Johnny
I agree.
V wouldn't stand for it,
no.
Believe me. I was like,
well,
I'm
he doesn't
just,
like mirrors, apparently.
I'm, well,
I love mirrors.
Like no, he doesn't.
A globey thing, but looks like it was made of sticks.
Oh,
I don't
neat.
Know. Neat?
I don't know.
All right.
I'm feeling some Instagram here, Finn.
Mm-hmm. I just went.
I'd love to see some shots of your house. Since obviously, we're never going to be invited there. I'd love to see some shots
oh,
of your house.
Oh, my God. Have we ever been invited to your house?
I've been to her house a couple times.
Everyone here has been
I
to my house.
I was there right before you two. I got the grand tour.
Brit's been there a bunch of times.
I've sat on her bed. I've seen Johnny V's room.
Yeah.
You have?
Looks like a hotel.
Yeah, he was cleaning
made.
His Hot Wheels. He was cleaning his Hot Wheels.
Oh,
I haven't seen it
there.
Since the floors went in, though. But yesterday, you sent me a couple pictures of the plants that you bought,
right?
And I could see the floors. They're beautiful.
Thank you.
Kind of a mid tone, really pretty.
It worked out.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah. Cafeteria.
It worked out.
Cafeteria.
Shame.
Anyway, that happened at my house. I just
take some pictures of it and put it up on Instagram. I need to see this. Lazy Susan globes made of sticks and window mirror paintings. She bought mirror paintings. I'm like, what's he talking about? Did they paint like something over the
it's
mirror?
It's just multiple mirrors.
She's making the house. She's warming the house up.
All right.
Cold, blank walls. Do you guys live there or not? Put some stuff up there. That's good for her. Take some pictures of that.
Let me start with
can't
this
wait
story.
To see it.
I'm not taking pictures.
Oh, come on, man.
Last month,
text you later and remind
yeah, do
you.
It.
All right, fine. Last month, a 38-year-old guy named, I just can't figure out how you settle on something and go, that's worth the money.
Yeah.
And I want to look at that every day. The same as that garbage jewelry that you take home.
Jeez, boy, he poops on her jewelry and her choice in home
it's
decor.
Not just her. I'm talking about all these weird accessory type. You don't do it. You're the only girl I know that doesn't accessorize.
Because I hate accessories. I got to think about them. I have that one necklace with a heart on it.
Yeah, for a minute, you got on a scarf kick, but then you got over that.
You know, I do. I still wear scarves. I just don't wear them here. I don't need the hassle from you people. But I dress, you know, and if I have to go somewhere, if I go out to dinner or something, I don't just wear the jeans and T-shirt I wore to work.
You don't?
An outfit together.
You do?
I do. I have some cute outfits.
Why don't you show us?
Because I just wear jeans and T-shirt. Because anytime I wear anything in here, all I get is a rash of S for it. That's all I get.
That's what we do every day to each other.
I know. So I don't bother to wear anything in here. When I wore a scarf like 2 days in a row, I was like, oh, I'll just wear them on my... And that was it. Yeah, that's all I heard about. I have like 50 scarves. They're cute. And I have a drawer full.
Well, you keep saying you have these cute outfits that you wear to restaurants with John, but you wear the clown outfits in here. What do you expect to get?
Clown outfit? You stop it. Clown outfits.
Last month, 38-year-old guy named Larry Price from Bluefield, Virginia disappeared.
Uh-oh. Last month. How old? 38?
38. Larry Price.
So grown man.
Yeah.
Larry Price.
Disappeared. His wife reported him missing. Oh. There was a massive manhunt for him. And eventually someone spotted him on the side of the road 20 miles away.
Oh.
He told the FBI he was kidnapped by two guys and taken to the motorcycle shop he owns where they robbed him.
Oh.
The security footage from his shop, though, didn't show any of that. So Larry changed his story and said what really happened was he was kidnapped by a motorcycle gang because he owed them money. So the police sweated him a little bit, and it turned out that story wasn't true either. Actually, he tried to fake a kidnapping so he could run off with his mistress, but he got cold feet and didn't follow through with the plan, and now he's facing charges of lying to federal authorities.
And facing charges of his wife.
Oh, yeah. He's going to lose.
Divorce charges.
Half
yeah.
is
oh,
about
my God.
To go away, Larry.
Yeah, don't go for the kidnapping thing. It's just...
Never works out.
No one wants you, Larry Price. Grab you. What are they going to hold? You know, it's very rare that a kidnapping story, whenever Vinny says it's a kidnapping story, I'm always like 99% sure it's going to be, you know, somebody faked it.
Well, this is what we thought about that one blonde lady.
Yeah.
What was that? What town was that?
Like near Chico, right?
Yeah. Was it Lake Merritt? No, that's the story from...
But she was like Thanksgiving or something, and she went missing, and she was saying that these two Mexican ladies were beating the crap out of her.
Yeah, over to L.A. and then dropped her off at her parents' house?
It sounded like this story, though. That's
right.
We still don't know.
It just smells fishy.
A 33-year-old guy was at a barbershop in Brooklyn, New York on Thursday afternoon. He told his barber he didn't like the haircut.
Oh.
He even threatened not to pay for it. So the barber threw him through the front window of the shop.
Was there a great disparity in the two sizes of these
people? Threw him through the window.
So was he a tiny customer and a large proprietor? Like, I don't understand.
Bodily
pick someone up and throw them. Like, even when your kid's 4 or 5 years old, it starts getting hard to pick them up and throw them anymore.
The guy's face got messed up pretty badly by the glass that he went through, and he was taken to the hospital in an ambulance. The barber ran off.
Oh.
And the other people at the shop said, "We don't know that guy." So the cops can't track him down
yet.
So
he actually wasn't a barber there? So
no, I have a feeling that his barber buddies are covering for him, right?
Oh, we don't know that guy?
That's what's happening, right? They don't want to talk.
Like
they're not going to be the one that points the... The guy throws people through windows. Are you going to stool on him?
Snitches get stitches.
Right. I do not know that guy.
Yeah, I don't know him. We didn't question it.
That
Sometimes
is the right answer.
People in here, we don't. I have nothing more to say.
There's a 31-year-old woman named Christy Misty Mudd.
Christy Misty Mudd?
Yeah. From Clearwater, Florida.
Two
Last
D's?
Wednesday, she... Yeah.
Christy Misty Mudd.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
She was drunk and wanted to cuddle with her 24-year-old boyfriend, Jared Thompson, but he said, "It is too damn hot."
Yeah, it's too hot to cuddle.
It was 88 degrees at the time, which is pretty hot.
They don't have any AC?
I guess not.
Christy Misty Mudd got pissed?
She did get pissed. She wasn't having that. She was drunk, as I mentioned earlier in the story, so she shoved him, scratched his face, then started trashing the house.
Oh.
By the time the police got there, she'd totally destroyed the living room.
Oh.
And she's been arrested for domestic battery.
And we get to say Christy Misty Mudd a bunch of times.
Right. It's fun. Oh, that's her.
Oh, boy. So, white lady.
Oh, redhead.
Yeah. Oh, is that what? Why is she all beat up looking in that one?
That's
is that just
a
discoloration.
Watermark.
Because because that didn't look good. So she has she been arrested a bunch of these all mug shots? Christy Missy Mudd has a gigantic forehead, red hair, kind of methy looking. No offense.
She no
offense,
look that
meth
bad.
Heads. Sorry, meth heads. I don't mean to, you know, lump her in with you, but Christy Missy Mudd. Volatile. She's a volatile person. Those redheads, man. Hot-headed.
Well, you got a bunch of them in your family.
I
you
do.
Would know.
I try not to get them drunk because, woo.
Hasbro.
Mom's crazy, too.
Hasbro.
Yes, Hasbro the toy makers.
Has just trademarked the scent of Play-Doh.
Oh, I love the smell of Play-Doh.
You do?
I do. It's such a, you don't realize until you open up Play-Doh, because I hadn't played with Play-Doh in years, and I had kids, so you have, it's the law, you have to get some Play-Doh. And I opened up the first can of it, and I went, oh my God, that smell.
They describe it as sweet, slightly musky, vanilla-like fragrance with slight overtones of cherry and a natural smell of salted wheat-based dough.
Oh.
Others describe it as sweaty feet.
Yeah, it's a little... I don't, it's very distinct, though.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say vanilla or sweet or anything, right? It just kind of smells like, I don't know, unsweetened dough of some kind.
Leave it to people, though. They'll be connoisseurs of anything.
Yeah, the super smellers among us.
Mm-hmm.
Super smellers and the super tasters.
You ever hear someone talk about wine, you're like, really?
Really? Notes of oak?
In that glass of that? Really?
No. Yeah. You know, they've got just a palate that can make that stuff out. Or they're full of ass. One or the other.
Yuzi?
Yeah, see?
Can you make that stuff out? When you drink wine, are you like, oh, yeah.
No.
There's a slight.
Oh, this has quite a nose on it. Oh, look at the legs.
Not at all.
Right.
Oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I liked wine. Seems so classy.
Well, don't you need to? Maybe you should put some effort into it and drink some bottles, like, over the course of some time.
I have
time.
Glasses of wine here and there, but I just don't like it. I don't like people's breath when they're on it, you know, that wine, yeah. That wine breath. And you're like at a wine party and everyone's talking at you. You're like, Jesus, I got to go somewhere else. What am I doing at a wine party? Why am I even here? I got to get out of here. What's happening?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 510 says, I live 3 blocks from Lake Merritt. It was awesome. A fun party for sure. The vibe was chill. This was the party they threw.
Yes.
This weekend.
The barbecue Becky backlash party.
Right. It was really neat to see the video.
It looked like a great time.
A lot of people turned out. Let's see. The lady that taped the barbecue was the wife of one of the men.
Yes.
The cops told her that she was harassing the barbecues, and if she kept doing it, they would arrest her. And about 1,000 people showed up yesterday. Yeah, there were a lot of people there.
And everybody had a nice time in the non-barbecue area.
510 says, barbecue Becky literally waited 2 hours for the cops to finally arrive. Hella petty.
She waited around?
Well, how do you think they got so many pictures of her?
It's actually, I mean, lady, get something to do. Like, you're a PhD from Stanford. Aren't you smart enough to just like, I don't know. I mean, sometimes you see something happening and you know it's not supposed, like, okay, those guys weren't supposed to barbecue there, but people do that. It's
people
like,
are writing in and saying, you can barbecue there.
Well, clearly you can. They were, and nothing
right.
wound up happening to them. It's like when, you know, you're out walking and somebody's dog's off the leash. I think to myself, there's a leash law. And then I don't call the cops and I don't get in anybody's face and I move on with my life. You know, they're barbecuing. It's none of your business. Just move on.
Yeah.
Quit being a bitch.
707 says, on Hooman's recommendation, my husband and I watched The Greatest Showman for my birthday. What a wonderful movie.
Oh, mm.
So uplifting. Well, thanks, Hooman.
Thank you, Hooman.
Welcome. I hope Isla trusts me as well.
408 says, does Hooman have stock in The Greatest Showman soundtrack or something?
Yeah.
He lobbies harder for that than the soundtrack to his own movie.
Hooman?
I don't have stock. Thank you for asking.
510. Oh, Vinny, how could you tell Sarah she wears clown outfits to work? That was a Richard comment.
Yeah, Vinny.
But I did laugh out loud.
Uh-huh. Actually, she wears the same thing every day. She doesn't wear the clown outfits. It's
Jeans and a t-shirt.
But every now and then when she stretches out and tries something adventurous.
You guys slap me right back into my lane. God knows. I was trying for a while. I'm like, well, you know, I've been here for 15 years, I should try to be professional. Like, we see young interns all the time. I guess my flip-flops and my sneakers are just, then I got put in my place. And now I just wear my jeans and t-shirt. I know who I am. No clown outfits.
More of the text after these.
Sarah and Vinny.